morning, everybody. My name is Susie Schwartz. I am the Assistant Dean of the Center for the Jewish Future. And on behalf of Rabbi Brander and myself, I'd like to extend a welcome as well, a warm welcome to all of you. Baruch Hashem, this is the largest crowd, I believe, that the Medical Ethics Society has ever had for one of these conferences. So I apologize if some of you don't have seats, but anybody who has a coat on a chair, if you could kindly take it off so that we could use every available seat. And if you are standing, there are available seats up front, so please don't be shy and come on up. I also just one other housekeeping thing. Inside the portfolios that you got, inside the folder, there is a sheet that has some room changes for this afternoon's breakout sessions. So just please make sure to refer to that this afternoon. That's going to be at, I believe, 2 o'clock, so later in the day when we break out for sessions, okay? Hand it back over to Jenny and Ariel.
We are privileged and honored to introduce and to hear words of reflection from Rabbi David Fold. When Rabbi Fold graciously agreed to speak, we began to give serious thought as to who should introduce a man who had such an incredible impact on the Yeshiva University Student Medical Ethics Society. It became clear to us that we, as the direct beneficiaries of his efforts, would be the ideal people to introduce him. It is only through Rabbi Fold's efforts that we are able to host over 500 conference participants and offer community-wide learning of the highest caliber. The annual conferences that Rabbi and Mrs. Fold help support have significantly enhanced both Yeshiva University as well as the broader Jewish community.
Rabbi David and Mrs. Anita Fold are the founders and supporters of the Shaare Tzedek Medical Center Zohar PGD Laboratory of the Department of Medical Genetics in Israel. The world-class experts in the field of reproductive genetics assist families in giving birth to disease-free children through pre-implantation genetic diagnosis, one of the most innovative forms of medical technology in use today. It is through their very altruistic method of pure chesed that over 100 disease-free babies have been born, and it is truly a privilege and honor to host them at our conference today. It is without further ado that we introduce you our conference sponsor and true friend of our society, Rabbi David Fold.
Thank you very much. The good news for me is that I'm able to be here. Normally this conference occurs at a time when my wife and I are in Eretz Yisrael. My youngest had a baby, our most recent grandson, so we came back to America and we're here for this occasion. The better news for all you folk is, as you can hear, I have tremendous degrading of my vocal cords right now. So I'll be very limited in how long I can harass you from this microphone. The truth being that the company, the association with people like Jenny Kraut, Adiel Monk, Tali Bauman, and Saul Weprin, the very legitimate, authentic, fresh air future of our people, their associates, and the impact they have is a privilege to our family. Their accomplishments in restoring communal confidence that our Torah's Chaim is alive, infinite in its wisdom, despite the constant attempts from both the left and the right to achieve radical mutations within that Torah. Rabbi Bieler, who's been my shatkin with YU projects, the one who I always have the pleasure of debating and sparring with, whom I've come to respect and to love, I thank him for bringing us here. The comment of my wife's involvement is a minimalistic one. She certainly plays a major role in our family's decisions. I'm usually introduced that without her, I'm nothing. What all of you don't know is that when I get home, she assures me that with her, I'm still nothing. I want to make the comment of why I've elected, and I have to tell you that as a yek, I'm very didactic and very careful, and becoming much more careful in my older years in how I distribute tzedakah. Not everyone who collects money is comfortable for me in the role of my gabbai tzedakah. This is quite different, more esoteric than my norm. The genetics lab in Eretz Yisrael, I have a tachlis, by the way, of 134 babies that either wouldn't have been born or would have been born very, very badly deficient. And they're all healthy kids. So when I go to sleep at night, I have 134 babies' pictures to look at. That's tachlis. Poverty, hachnasa skala. Those are the types of meat and potato, brick and mortar things that attract me. This is esoteric. I want to tell you the Mishnah that Rabbi Goldwasser elucidated. Remember, you also said Shivim Ponim La Torah. My father, Vashalom, spent a lot of time on that Mishnah with us. The Mishnah in Avos, which all of us are familiar with, speaks on Holech Baderach, a guy is traveling, Vashoneh, and he's learning. Umafsik mi mishnah, so he interrupts his learning for a moment. Va'omer mana ilanze, mana nirze. What a gorgeous tree. What a fantastic furrow. That which a farmer plows. The technology that improves nature as it presents. Mala v'kosu kilu mishayiv ben asher. The Torah looks at him as if he's almost obliged to capital punishment. Is God as angry as they claim in that one borough of all the fundamentalist Jews? What does that mean? My father's suggestion was that the sin of this person wasn't admiring neither nature and biology, nor technology and the sciences. It was the didactic Mishnah interpretation of HaHolech Baderech Veshoneh. Guy's traveling and learning, umafsik mi mishnaso. He has to stop his mishnah. He has to stop his learning. He has to stop a non-integrated Torah from acknowledging mana ilanzu, mana nirze. At the end of time, I'm not sure there are many locations on earth today where the integration of looking at that ilanze, at that magnificent nature around us, or looking at the magnificent technology, be it of medical health or mental health, finds an authentic expression other than here in Yeshiva University. All of you remember those big bus signs. Before there was Prozac, there was Mozart. We didn't need bus signs to tell us that. Shaul HaMelech employed David to play music for him. Today we have extremes that discuss, does music have a legitimate place in the life of our youngsters? And certainly, the question of shiduchim as it comes is just the crystallization of where our values have been skewered, where the mutations have taken place. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't deal with it, the Archa Shulchan deals with it extensively. It speaks of a mishpachas ketot o mariva, a family that has extensive problems in its shalom bayis. We today might speak of abusive households, alcoholic households. Are those environmentally transmitted or genetically transmitted? But they would demand intervention before shiduchim. They might demand therapy, and they don't count. Dr. Altman was far too timid in speaking of non-authentic criteria currently in shiduchim. I'm not sure that it really is that important if you use a plastic liner on top of your tablecloth, and my wife does not. And I'm not sure that how much you earn or don't earn validates a shidduch. I'm not sure those are the authentic things. I just had the conversation that in these cases of mental health disorders, I'm not sure that should invalidate a shidduch, but I am sure that a shidduch should be followed after extensive counseling, and that problem is well addressed. The authentic voice, I think, of Masorah and Halacha is very audible in this Medical Ethics Society of Yeshiva University in specific. and NYU in general. My wife and I feel very privileged, our whole family does, to have the association to meet to rub elbows with these very, very vibrant and magnificent kids, whose dent in Jewish life leaves us hope that there will be better days and better years ahead of us. Our association with YU, I have to tell you, leaves us with a feeling that there is still a tether, an anchor, a place where normative Judaism, not terribly mutated, is still available. To all of you for having the patience to pay attention to my very depreciated voice, it's not always like this, and to putting up with me just because I sponsored this to say my thought, I'm grateful. But to YU, and especially to the Jewish Medical Ethics Group, I thank you more than you can ever understand for being able to have this association. Thank you, all of you.